Here are today's top stories. Dennis Hastert becomes the next politician in a long line of Illinois politicians to be sentenced to prison. A federal judge sentenced the former Speaker of the House to 15 months for paying $1.7 million in hush money to cover up sexual abuse from when he was a high school wrestling coach. The sentencing included testimony from several alleged victims who spoke about their abuse, including Scott Cross, who's the brother of the former Illinois House Minority Leader and fellow Republican Tom Cross. Not only that, but Hastert asked Tom Cross to write him a letter of support for this sentencing. Wow. And doesn't that just say it all? Moving on. Ted Cruz announced a running mate today, and it's former candidate Carly Fiorina. Fiorina is more of a moderate Republican who dropped out of the race months ago. Fiorina did poll well with established Republicans, but was criticized for not having great leadership in the public sector. She used to run HP. So you know when you used to curse your printer when the ink cartridge would run out or get it all over your fingers? Yeah, that was Fiorina's fault. She went on to sing a lullaby at the press conference, which I don't know about you, but when running with Ted Cruz and against Donald Trump, dial back to crazy. Okay? Just a little bit. That would be my suggestion, my advice. I'm not sure that this move matters since last night Donald Trump swept all five primaries, which could mean that Fiorina will join Ted Cruz in sweeping floors of the Starbucks they'll be working at, since now there's really no chance of them winning this thing. But they're going to try, and we're going to watch, and it's going to be fun. Hillary Clinton won 4 out of 5 states, and challenger Bernie Sanders admitted that his campaign is now less about winning the nomination and more about raising awareness for a progressive political platform. What's that platform? When reached for comment, Bernie Sanders said, "Hello? Hello? Who's there? Hello? I can hear you breathing. Hello?" In food news, if you want to call it food news, McDonald's wants to take some of the mystery ingredients out of the Chicken McNugget, which will be weird when we order air. Because let's face it, mystery ingredients is just a fancier word for McNugget. A new study says that 1 minute of super intense exercise is the same as traditional long-distance endurance training. So excuse me 1 second, I'll be right back. Getting strong now, getting strong now. All right, I'll have a double cheeseburger. In weather, is winter coming? Or is this weather just a big promo for Game of Thrones? I mean, I had to put an extra blanket on last night. This is not right. Where's Bernie Sanders when you need him? In sports, the White Sox are going to go for the sweep tonight in Toronto. They've won 6 in a row. After tonight, they're going to head to Baltimore for a 4-game set with the Orioles, and then back home against the Red Sox. Not an easy schedule, but that means a steady dose of bottom feeders in September, right? Just like a whole month of Twins. Is that how baseball works? I hope so. In basketball, I wonder if the Bulls can just join the NBA playoffs in the second round. Huge injuries so far. The Warriors are without MVP Steph Curry, and the Clippers lost Chris Paul and Blake Griffin. NBA playoffs, where the backups shine. Wait, that's the tagline, right? I can imagine Ahmad Rashad saying that. The backups shine. And in football, the Bears GM Ryan Pace says the draft board is set, and they're ready for tomorrow night. And they are not ruling out trading down if the opportunity arises. All signs point to the Bears drafting an offensive lineman. I mean, a defensive lineman. No, wait, an outside linebacker. Wait, a running back. No, a quarterback. No, wait, when's the draft again? Listen here tomorrow night for live coverage of the first round. Also, the Bears are still negotiating a long-term deal with Alshon Jeffrey, who didn't show up for voluntary workouts, just like he didn't show up all last season. And finally tonight, it's 100 days till the 2016 Rio Olympics. Wow, imagine that. Imagine if it were the 100 days from the 2016 Chicago Olympics. And you thought the Lucas Museum was a quagmire. Imagine the fervor over the Shot Put Stadium. Yikes. That's the carryout for April 27, 2016. Hey, we're trying out a new special. We know you love wings and we know you love ice cream. Buffalo Banana Splits. Oh my gosh, we're onto something. Call the trademark office.